Rabe Goldberg, Parashas Vayeshev.
Tonight, we begin saying the same Talmud Mitzvah in Ma'ariv. So I thought it's appropriate to speak today about the Inyan of the same Talmud Mitzvah. The Inyan of rainfall is a very, very chashuv matter. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel that the reason why we say Mashiv Horach Amorid HaGoshem in the first Brachos Shemone Esrei about Chiyas HaMesiv is because thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain is like Chiyas HaMesiv. The importance of rain, which brings Parnassah to the world, is as important as Chiyas HaMesiv. It brings life to the world in the same way as Chiyas HaMesiv. So Chazal put Mashiv Horach Amorid HaGoshem in the Bracha of Chiyas HaMesiv. It's very chashuv tefillah. Now there's two parts for asking for rain. There's the haskara, the mentioning of rain, which is Mashiv Horach Amorid HaGoshem. And then there's the she'ela, the request for rain, which is the same Talmud Mitzvah Livracha, which we say in Borech Aleinu. The times which we switch over to say Mashiv Horach Amorid HaGoshem in the winter, and the time which we say the same Talmud Mitzvah in the winter, as opposed to the same bracha, are different. As we know, the Mashiv Horach Amorid HaGoshem, we begin from Mosav Shmini Atzeres, when the Chazal says Tefillas HaGashem, and from then we start saying Mashiv Horach Amorid HaGoshem. But we carry on till Pesach, where then we start the first day of Pesach. We start Tefillas. We say Tefillas Tal, and we stop saying Mashiv Horach Amorid HaGoshem. But when it comes to asking for rain, here in Chutz Laaretz, we begin the same Talmud Mitzvah that we're starting tonight, 60 days after the Tekufah, the 60th day after the Tekufah, which is the night before the 5th of December, and on the year which is before a non-Jewish leap year, it's the night before the 6th of December at the moment. One day it's going to change, but that's how it is at the moment. In Eretz Yisrael, it's totally different. In Eretz Yisrael, they start the same Talmud Mitzvah from Zayin Cheshvan. So they've been saying the same Talmud Mitzvah for some time already. So I'd like to try and explain why there's a difference between Mashiv Horach Amorid HaGoshem and the same Talmud Mitzvah in the times when we switch over, and why Eretz Yisrael is different than other places. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Tanis that we begin mentioning Mashiv Horach Amorid HaGoshem, like we said. Just a second. The first mission in town is, when do we mention rain? Rabbi Lezer Eimem Yontav Rishon Shachag. Rabbi Lezer says from the first day of Sukkos, Rishon Eimem Yontav Achron Shachag, on the last day of Sukkos. We pass in Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says, it's not good to mention rain during Sukkos, because rainfall on Sukkos is a simon klala. Hoyol vein gishomer el a simon klala v'chag. We don't want rain on Sukkos. Lama Lamaske, why should he mention rain? Omele Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer says, we're not asking for rain there, we're only mentioning rain. Asking for rain, Rabbi Lezer agrees, you don't do it on Sukkos. So Rabbi Yeshua says, if you can mention rain in a time when you don't want rain, then you should mention it the whole year round. Elamai, you only mention rain when it's something that you want. So let's wait till the end of Sukkot then. So what's exactly the machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua? As I said, we pass out Rabbi Shua, we say Mashiach from the end of Sukkot. Why don't we say the same Talamata from then? So the Gemara explains that let's begin with the same Talamata. We really need to ask for rain from Sukkot. Sukkot is the time for the beginning of the summer. At the end of the summer, and we should really be asking for rain. However, like Rabbi Yeshua, times is Simon Klal of a Chag, and we don't want to actually ask for rain yet, because there's Oile Regolim who've come up to the Beis HaMikdash for Sukkot, and they're going home, and we don't want them to be troubled by the rainfall on the way. It's difficult to walk in the rain. So Chazal delayed the asking for rain till Zayin Cheshvan, till the 7th of Cheshvan, which is enough time for the last people who came up to the Beis HaMikdash for Sukkot to get home before the rain begins. People who are slower than that, because they're in some way disabled, they're anyway potter from Oile Regel, like Tversol points out. So Mimela, we don't reckon with them because they didn't have to come to Beis HaMikdash. But normal people who walk, even if they walk slowly, by the time to get to Nahar Paras, which is the limits of Eretz Yisrael, they'll be able to get home in time. So that's why Chazal said we ask for rain from Zayin Cheshvan. However, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain is appropriate from Sukkot. Why? Because Sukkot, first of all, we're judged for water. And really, Sukkot is the time when the rainy season ought to begin. It's just delayed because we take into account the Oile Regel. But really, it should be then. And Tosfos adds on another reason why we have to start Mashiach Moed HaGoshem before the same Talamata, is because we always thank before we ask. That's the derech all the way through Tefillah. First you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he's done in the past and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives rain to the Bria, and then at a later stage we'll ask for rain. That's the appropriate way of setting out a Tefillah. But this is all in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, the Gemara says later, the requirement from rain is different. They don't need rain until later on in the year, because Eretz Yisrael is Gevoyah, Mikol HaRotzos Yisrael is high up, and it's in the mountains, and therefore they need rain earlier, but Bavel is lower down, and it's the rain trickles down. They don't need, the ground is moist for longer, they don't need rain till later in the year. So Chazal Mesaken, the She'ela, the request for rain for Bavel at a later time than for Eretz Yisrael, and that's why in Bavel we start the same Talamata Livracha later. We'll come back to this point soon. So that's why Mashvarach HaMoed HaGoshem, the whole world does the same. Because we're just thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Sukkot is the time we're judged for rain, and Sukkot is the beginning of the winter, so it's appropriate to mention the Shvach of rain. But when it comes to asking for rain, then it has to be tailored according to the requirements of when you actually need the rain. So in Eretz Yisrael, we wait till Zayin Cheshvan because we don't want the rain before then, and in Chutz Laaretz, it's 6 days after Sukkot, which, like I said, is tonight, is when it begins. Interesting point. Why is it that the same Talmud Motta we call rain Motta, and yet in Mashal Horach we say Moed HaGoshem? What's the difference between Goshem, Geshem, and Motta? It's the same thing. Why are the two different words? It's very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan asks this question, and he has teretz like this. He says that Geshem is when we're referring to the Hashbar from Shomayim. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu releases Geshem. When it comes to the earth, it's called Mata. That which is near the earth, what we see, the actual rain down here, is called Mata. And he brings various pesukim. By the Mabul it says, Vayikoli HaGeshem Min HaShomayim. When we're talking about Min HaShomayim, we say Geshem. But when we're talking about Mata, we says Matar Artzachem. Mata leyitach arutza. When we're talking about the earth receiving the mata, then we talk about the word mata, because that's our experience of the rain. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mashpia, then it's called geshem. So he says, when we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're saying Gevurah Hashem, the amazing might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that provides rain. We mention Geshem, Mashiach Moed HaGeshem, because we're talking about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does from Shemayim. But when we're asking, we need practically down to earth, we're asking for Mortar, because that's what we need. Says Aruch HaShulchan, although that's the words, if you say the wrong way around, you still Yotza, because although it's more appropriate to thank for Geshem and to ask for Matar, but it's not Ma'akav, it's just that you should stick to the Nufach of Chazal. Many, I saw Svarim ask on the Aruch HaShulchan, there's many, many psukim which don't fit in with this. But the truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan himself points it out. He says like this, Va'af sheyesh b'mikra k'yotze min haklal. There are psukim which seem to be exceptions to this explanation. Mikol mokah hu ikah pirusha. Nevertheless, that is the pshat. And he doesn't explain how and why other psukim don't fit in. That's what Aruch HaShulchan says. However, the Malbim in Parshas B'chukosai brings Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Akev, who says a completely different pshat. It's in fact the opposite pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan. There's a Gemara in Tanis on Daf Tes Amud Beis, which brings a very interesting machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua. The Gemara says, where does rain originate from? Rabbi Elazar says, Kol ha'olam kuloi mimei okeinu sushoisa. All the rainfall in the world come from evaporation from the seas. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ed yale min ha'oretz ve'hishka, says in Bereishis, that means the clouds are produced from the water which comes from the ground. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, mimayim el yoinim u'shoisa. The rainfall comes from mayim el yoinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides rain from above. It doesn't come from evaporation from below. And each man to Omar brings loads of psukim to support his view. So Rabbi Bechaya says, all the rayas that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua bring are valid rayas. One's got a raya, it comes from the sea, which is evaporation, and one's got a raya, it comes from Ma'im Elyonim. So he says like this, the Efsha Liyos is possible, ki ne'emenu divrei shnehem. They're both correct. Ki lepa'amim, sometimes hamoto yored min hashamayim. Sometimes rainfall produced from Ma'im Elyonim. And sometimes rain is produced from evaporation. He says, the ones which come from evaporation, from the water below, is called matar. Sorry, the one which comes from below is called geshem, because it's a loshen gashmis, the double guthni. So he says, geshem is loshen gashmis, that's the water from below. But the ones which come from Ma'im Elyonim, that's called Matar. Exact opposite of the Aruch HaShulchan's Mahalach. The ones which come from above are called Matar, and the ones which come from below is called Geshem. However, he says, that Matar is also sometimes referred to as Geshem, because besides Geshem meaning specifically water which comes from evaporation, it's also a Shem Klali. Rainfall, as a general word for rainfall, is called Geshem. So that's why you'll find Pesukim of Geshem referring to both types of rain, but the word Matar only refers to water coming down min HaShemayim. So he explains with that various Pesukim, Limtah HaShemayim Tishtemoyim, which is a bit of a problem with the Aruch HaShulchan's pshat. But Al-Kuponim, this is the pshat of the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that Matar is from Ma'im Elyonim, and Geshem can be both, either from Ma'im Elyonim or Ma'im Tachtonim. Mimela comes out like this, according to the Rabbeinu Bechaya, when we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Gruz Geshomin, we're thanking for everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, all types of water, so we say, Geshem, Ma'ashavoch Hu Geshem, we mention the Gruz Hashem of Geshem, which is Hashem Kalodi, and it means both. When we're asking, we would prefer to have Matar. And Matar is Mimayim Elyonim, because that's a better type, and that's what we're asking for. That's what comes out from Rabbeinu Bechaya. Afiki Maginim in Hilchos Tefillah says that Matar is less than Geshem, it's just a lesser amount, And therefore, when you ask for something, you don't ask for loads, you just ask for a bit. It's like more polite. So we ask for more. So when thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he gives, then you thank for Geshen. The Ma'is is very interesting. There's a word tal as well. Some people say in the summer, Moed HaTal. And the din is, the Tosa says, that if a person in the winter didn't say Mashuach HaMoed HaGoshen, but he always says Moed HaTal, then his Yoitza B'Dievet. Although you're supposed to say Geshem, if you say Tal, then you're Yoitza. Even though Tal, Jew, is much less than Geshem, but as long as you've mentioned Tal, you're Yoitza. When it comes to the She'ela, V'sein Tal or Mata Livracha, there, if a person just said V'sein Tal and never mentioned Mata, then you're not Yoitza. Because Tal is not enough for us to survive on. So in our request, we've got to mention rain. At least Mata. You've got to mention Mata. Tal is not enough. But when we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's enough to thank for just Tal B'dievet. That's what Rosh Hashanah paskens. That's his hezber of how it works.
The Peshat, it's Mayin El Yonin, is the Mata.
Yes.
That means there's extra water coming into this world. It's additional to what was created previously. According to the Peshat, it's just evaporation. It's constantly going round, which is what we've always assumed.
Yeah.
That what was created for Yisraelim has always remained.
Yes, but the question is, where does this extra water go to? I don't know. Maybe, according to the Manda Amar, that it comes from Hashemayim, then the water which evaporates disappears somehow. I don't know.
Could you also clarify, are we praying for the rain in Israel, or are we praying for rain where we live?
Right, I'm going to the Mamash to speak about this point next. It's a very good point. We mentioned before that the time for asking for rain is different in Eretz Yisrael than Bavel. The Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael we ask on Zayin Chesron, and in Bavel we ask Shishi Rema after the Tekufa. As the Gemara, the Rosh points out a very interesting thing. He says, I don't understand why in Europe we ask for rain, St. Alamota, like they did in Bavel. In fact, the Rosh, we need rain earlier on in the year for our crops. The Rosh is both in Mesechus Tanis and in Teshuvos. I'd like to read the Loshon of what he says in Tanis, because it's much shorter. He says like this. V'toma ani, I'm perplexed. Loma onu noyagin kivnei goyla b'ha. Why do we follow the custom of Bnei Bavel in asking for rain? Nehi dehashas shelonu bavli. It's true, we always follow the Talmud Bavli. Our shas is Bavli. That's, we always follow the halachas of Talmud Bavel. Mikol mokem, nevertheless, dova hatolu ba'oret. This is something which depends on the physical facts. In Bavel, just because Bavel had plenty of water, and he didn't need water earlier on, most other places in Europe do need water already from Cheshvan. So why should we follow Bavel? Our lands are like Eretz Yisrael. And he says, I saw the Minigin provincer that they taka asked for Geshomim in Cheshvan, like Eretz Yisrael, the Yosha Ma'oid Be'enai. Now, in Tshuvas HaRosh, there's actually a big story about this. The Rosh got up one Pesach and decided that we've got to carry on saying the same Talamota after Pesach because we need the rain. And our lands always need the rain. Now, the Gemara, you have to be aware of the fact that the Gemara says in Tanis, there was a story in Nineveh, the people of Nineveh came to Rebbe and said, we need rain, and it was the summer months, and what should we do? Can we say the same Talamata? And Rebbe said, you can't say the same Talamata in Boi Cholenu, because as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, this is not the time for rain, but you should say it in Shema Kolenu as a personal request, because if a city needs rain, like if someone has a Chayla, Rachman Slan, you can add a Tfila for a Chayla, so if you need rain, you can add it in Shema Kolenu. But not in Boreich Oleinu, because it's not good for Klal Yisrael as a whole. That's what the Gemara says. A Yochid says it. Says the Rosh, that's talking about a single city or an individual. But when you're talking about a whole landmass, which need rain at a different time, then says the Rosh, it's Poshut, that the bracha is for Klal Yisrael then. Like you see, Bavel is different than Eretz Yisrael, so Europe should be like Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rosh asks. And he says like this, I'm writing this on Chol HaMoed Pesach, even though I don't normally write on Chol HaMoed, but because it's such a tzorach HaMoed, that everyone has to know this, I was matted to write it Chol HaMoed. When the Rosh said this, there was a tremendous amount of opposition, and there was a big tumult in the time. The minhag always was in Europe to say the same talamata like in Bavel, and the Rosh is coming and saying that it should be different, and there was a big uproar. And the Rosh says there, once I saw Tamidei Chachamim who didn't want to be mekabel the emes from me, and they refused to change the minhag, I backed down. Why, says the Rosh? Because it's not good for Klal Yisrael to have agudas, different groups of people, some saying the same talamot, and some saying the same bracha. We can't have that. So therefore he backed down and he didn't say it. And it looks like from the Rosh, he never even said it in Shema Kolei. He just backed down. This tumult is brought in the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, a whole raid. This is the shita of the Rosh, that really, in essence, we should be saying the same talamot like Eretz Yisrael, and for some reason we don't. In England, just for general knowledge, in England, when do farmers need rain? April, May, June is the essential time when they need rain. And there's two main crops which are planted, the spring crop and the winter crop. Now the spring, when they plant the spring crop, after they planted it, that's when they need the rain. At the time they actually sow the seeds, which is called drilling, they have a machine which drills holes very quickly and drops the seeds in, it can't be too muddy, so they don't want rain, too much rain at that time. But after the seeds are planted, they need the rain to help it start growing. April, May, June, which is when we say the same bracha, right? And it's harvested in August, September. And during the harvest time, if you have rain just before the harvest, it ruins the tefillah. It ruins the new crop. So it's not good to have rain August time, August, September. There's a winter crop, which is planted September, October. And there again, they don't want rain during that time. And its harvest is May, July, the next year. That's how it works in England and America. And I don't know about the rest of Europe, but I imagine the times are similar. Canada is a bit later, but basically, like the Rosh says, we need rain different times than the Gemara set out. So what do we do la halacha? So Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting losh. He says like this, in Chosaretz, really, we follow Bnei Bavel, we follow Bavel for all halachas. However, this doesn't seem to be related to any shaila of halacha. It's more shaila of facts. When do we need rain? And the Rambam says mufurish in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Tanis, Hadova toloi b'medinois b'hazman shetzichim l'mata. The halacha is, it depends on which country requires rain, says the Aruch HaShulchan. So most medinos of Europe, we ought to be saying the same time at different times. Etc. However, the Rosh writes, his taina was not accepted by the Chachmei Hador, said Aruch HaShulchan, Ki'ilu yotza baskol la'asos kivnei bova. It's as if a baskol has gone out, a heavenly decree has gone out, that we have to follow Bnei Bova. And he said, although the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnah that every country should be different, but the Rambam in Yad HaChazakah doesn't bring it. And in Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass Kanai the Rosh, V'chein HaLach. We don't pass Kanai the Rosh, and we follow, for some reason, the minhag of Bnei Bavel to only ask for rain later on in the year. V'chol ha'mafak v'gbozeh roi lo'oynish. Unusual Aruch HaShulchan. He was worried about something, and he said, anyone who disputes this and starts causing trouble and trying to change the times of the same Talamata, Roy Loinish. However, having said that, the Shitta of the Rosh is used for Halacha. And Shulchan Aruch says, during this time, let's say from Zayin Cheshvan till tonight, where in Eretz Yisrael they say the same Talamata, and here they don't, We've been saying the same bracha. If by mistake a person did say the same talamata, normally the din is by the same talamata, that if you haven't finished the bracha, Baruch Aleinu, you go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. If in the winter you forgot the same talamata, you can say it in Shema Kaleinu, and after Shema Kaleinu you go back to Baruch Aleinu.
Where did Moed Hatol originate from?
Pardon?
Where did Moed Hatol?
That's a good question. I don't know if I've got much time to speak about it. The Tosafos brings the minhag from the Yerushalmi of people to say Moed Hatol, and in that way they're safe. If they forgot to say Mashavok Moed Hagoshem, they've at least said Moed Hatol, which is appropriate summer and winter, and you can be Yotza the Haskara with that. Tosafos mentions it. Rav Moshe Feinstein explains in Igros Moshe that if a person by mistake said during this time the same talamata, and he's already finished Shemona Esrei, he shouldn't daven again. He doesn't need to daven again, because the Rosh says that really we ought to be asking the same talamata, even though we don't paskin like the Rosh, and the minigas koveya that we don't pass Kanai the Rosh. Even so, but b'dievet, if a person says Saint Alamoto, we mitzarev the shitta of the Rosh, and we say, look, we lemaisa need rain this time of the year, so nishkepaylech, don't need to daven again. The Mechaba holds, it's better to make a tefillas nadova, but the Ramah says you don't even need to do that, you just don't daven again. And many, many poskim follow this way, that in a time when this country needs rain, and you said by mistake the same talamata, you don't daven again. Chazanish points out, it's actually a very strange thing. Because let's imagine that during this time when you should be saying the same bracha, at mincha, let's say, you forgot and you said the same talamata the bracha, and you finish from there, say, so, ask a shayla, din is, you don't daven again. Comes to Maariv, what's he going to say? Same bracha, because that's what you're supposed to be saying. So he says, Mimonoshach, either you haven't been Yotza Mincha, or you haven't been Yotza Maariv. Because if you follow the Rosh, you're supposed to be saying the same talamata. If you follow the those who argue with the Rosh, you're supposed to be saying the same bracha. So how comes for Mincha will say, oh, but Yevet, Yotza, like the Rosh. And then he comes to Maariv, then he's going to follow the other shittas.
I happen to be in Israel on Zion Cheshvan.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. It's a big shame. So the Chazanish points out it's a very strange thing, but that, the Chazanish says it's clear that that is the din. The Chazanish says that for Mincha, Yosomech on the Paskim, B'dyavad Yotza, you should be saying Saint Al. On the Maariv, even though it's tied to Safsi, it doesn't matter. Which is a very interesting concept in Halacha. What we haven't explained is, what is Pshat in this Minug? L'chur, the Rosh is a very, very strong Taina. What is the answer to the Rosh's Taina? Why is the Minug of the whole world to follow Bavel when you're outside Eretz Yisrael? By the way, when we talk about Eretz Yisrael, we don't mean the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Poskim say, those places which are right close to Eretz Yisrael do follow Eretz Yisrael. It's just further away, I'm not sure exactly where, so Eilat would follow Eretz Yisrael. So, L'chayr, the Pshat is like this. We mentioned, the Gemara says, that Yechidim do say the same talamata in Shema Kaleinu if they require rain. Right? But the point is, let's ask another question. In Eretz Yisrael itself, nowadays, with Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're not Oile L'Regel, why do they start asking for Matan Zayin Cheshvan? They need the rain from Sukkos. And no one asks this kasha, they should start the rain from Sukkos. And the Gemara says clearly, even in Bizman Churban, we say for Zayin Cheshvan. The answer is, the Chazal understood there's two Tekufas in the year regarding rain. There's summer and winter. In winter we ask for rain as a general rule, and in summer we don't ask for rain. The exact definition of the borderline between summer and winter, Chazal say in Eretz Yisrael will make it Zayin Cheshvan, and in Bavel will make it Shishi Yemecha Tekufa. So they never started making exceptions to do with specific situations. Look, nowadays we're not in the regal, we should change in Eretz Yisrael, or some people in Eretz Yisrael are nearer to the Beis HaMikdash, maybe they should start asking for rain earlier, because by then they're already going to pass. We don't make chilukim. Chazal kevea, winter one day, summer another day. And they were not machalik. If you have a personal need, so there's an allowance for that by putting it in Shema Kaleinu. But the point is that the nuschois, the Chazal and Mesakin were fixed. Summer like this, winter like this. And it's just a question of exactly where you change over. But that which the Rosh was suggesting, that after Pesach you should say the Saint Talamata, which is something we don't find in Chazal anywhere, yeah, not for Esau, not for Bobel, that vice is we don't take on that. Because the summer's supposed to be a time without rain, and winter's supposed to be a time with rain. So they made one Nusach which is Kavua, and we can add on that the Nusach of the Bracha is the same Talamata, Livarocha, which means it should be a Bracha. So we're asking for rain when it is a bracha. So it's allowed for the fact that if it's not a bracha, then we don't quite want it now. But it's true that in general, as a sort of a general thing, we go after the lands we're in. But specifically, there's one nusach for everybody. One for Esau and one for Chutzos, Bnei Goyim. And that's the Chorin of Shat. So it answers the Oruch HaShulchan's Kasha. Oruch HaShulchan has a Kasha. What happens if in the summer someone says, the same Talamata in the time you need for rain, that was the Paschim Yisrael and the Rosh. What happens if in the winter, let's say in December, you say the same Bracha, L'chaira, L'fi, L'cheshvan of the Rosh should be that you also Yitza. And he says, we haven't found that in any Pesach. He said, "Vagam ani ein omer kein lemaisa." Says the Oruch HaShulchan, because we never find such a thing. But he doesn't explain why. L'chari the Torah says, because winter b'chol ha'olam chazal masakim the nusach of the Saint Talamata without any chiluki. Right? So therefore, there's no chiluki. Oh, we'll talk about it, Mr. Shem. Hopefully, we'll have time. Right. So I'll just say quickly. There's a number of shaylas, so hopefully we'll have time to discuss at the end. But before that, there's a very interesting bach. Very, very interesting back. We mentioned that if you need rain, you can say the same Talamata in Shema Kredeinu. The Bach says, although this is true, Paskim say that, Miu Kibalta, I have a Kabbalah that you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't say the same Talamata in Shema Kredeinu if you require rain in the summer. And if you do, it's dangerous. He says, what you should do is, you can say, you can fast, you can say Slichus, Yugimul Midas, Psukimul Mizmerim Shalmata, but you should not say the words the same Tal Umata Livrach. And he brings a story. There were two Gedolim at the time of Atziras Geshomim in the summer, and they put the same Tal Umata in Shema Kolenu, and they were both Nifta within the year. V'tolu Hadova, and the Chachomim of the time said the reason is because they said the same Tal Umata in Shema Kolenu, it's Matriach Kapa Shmaya. You're like trying to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the nature. The nature is that in summer, it's not supposed to be the time you ask for rain. To ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide rain in the summer months is a sakona, because you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change nature of the world. We haven't got time to be marich in all the words of the Bach, but it comes out a tremendous chiddush here. We're talking about a tefillah which is answered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides the rain, as it's clear from the story the Bach brings. And yet they've got a tiny on him in Shemayim for asking, because you shouldn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the nature. However, by the way, the Tzor HaMor says that when we say when it says in the Pasuk Sati Kishmeichem Be'itzon, the reason why it says Kishmeichem your reign is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael so much that it's Klal Yisrael's tefillahs which bring the rain. It's called Kishmeichem your reign. The Taz says he doesn't agree with his father-in-law the Bach on this. And you are allowed to ask for rain when necessary. And the Eli Rabba, he says, maybe not during Chazaras HaShatz. And the Eli Rabba says, our minig is that even in Chazaras HaShatz, you can say the same Talamata if you need, and we're not worried about the Bach, as long as there's a Tzorech Gadol. As long as it's very necessary. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Oruch HaShulchan both paskin that. The minute poshut, especially in Esau nowadays, when there's a Zman of Atziras Kishon, there's a whole tefillah you say. So the Mishnah Berurah, because it's Saint Talamata is inserted amongst a lot of words of tefillah, it's not on its own, and it's a Tzorech Gadol, you can ask for rain nowadays, not like the Bach. However, you see, he only is matib a Tzorech Gadol, and you see, everybody agrees to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a tefillah, which is against the nature, is a dangerous thing to do. The whole question is, rain in the summer is not such a Keneged Hateva, it's just a necessity which sometimes occurs, and it's not such a ness, but to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for a ness is actually a dangerous thing to do.
The Malse, it also has got to do With the change in the calendar?
The 11 days.
11 days.
Yeah, I didn't want to go into that now. Yes, that's a good point. The Gregorian, yeah. Just by the way, tonight, when we start saying the Saint Alamata, there is actually a Machlekes Rishonim, if someone didn't say the Saint Alamata the first night, whether to daven again. It's a big, big Machlekes. It's very hard to know what to do. The Mishabura says you should do a Tfilas Nedava, but the Poskim say nowadays we don't do Tfilas Nedava. So, Lemaisa probably should daven again. Not necessarily the Tfilas Nedava, because Kimat, all the Poskim say that you have to say the Saint Alamata tonight. Now, someone who travels from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz or Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael during the time period when there's a difference in the skoyis, there's so many opinions about this that it's impossible to get a clear hachra. There's many, many gedolei haposkim saying different things. And basically, it boils down to three opinions. One opinion is, holds similar to Yom Tov Sheni, it depends if you've got das, lachzor, or ein das, lachzor, it depends whether you are really a ben Chutz Laaretz or really a ben Eretz Yisrael, where that's what the nusach you should say. Some say it's nothing to do with that. If, let's say, a ben Chutz Laaretz is in Eretz Yisrael, so at that time, he needs rain, because what's he going to drink? What's he going to eat? He needs rain. So at that time, he needs rain, so he's got to say the Saint Alamata. He knows it all, you need rain. So it's nothing to do with the fact that you come from Chutz Laaretz and you're intending to go back. No, I need rain, so therefore you should say the Saint Alamata. If you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael in a Chutz Laaretz, it's slightly different, because you're in a country where they don't need the rain. So currently you don't need the rain. So there, it's more of a suffix. And some say, but if your family is still in Eretz Yisrael, they need the rain, so you have to daven for them. So therefore you should still say the Saint Alamata if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael in a Chutz Laaretz. So, that's what some say.
To go back and say, when you come back to England, say,
And then that's the question also. Once you've started changing, do you change back again? It's a very big machlokes, all these things.
Say the same thing. And it's Shmachalim, the same time.
Now, some say, I've got an Eitzah. Beyotza the machlokes, say Shmachalim. However, many poskim say it's not a good Eitzah. Because we haven't got time now to explain, but the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph says clearly that this Eitzah of saying Shema Kreilenu is only valid for somebody who forgot it in Borei Chaleinu. Someone who purposely doesn't say in Borei Chaleinu and says in Shema Kreilenu, he won't be Eitzah. So therefore, if it's a Machlekes HaPoskim, it's not so posh to say, just say in Shema Kreilenu. Because according to the Poskim, you ought to be saying in Borei Chaleinu. It's not good enough to say in Shema Kreilenu. So you haven't really gained very much. If you say you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, and really you don't need to say Saint Alamata, Ben Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael, but the Maisa you need rain. Maybe you're like a Yochid and you can say in Shema Kodesh. But the other way around, it won't work. The Maisa, it's probably a case of the Ovid Kamad, the Ovid, because there's so many big shitters on each way. But Ramosha Feinstein says, you know what, we could be Mistarif Rosh. That means if you live in a country, if you're going to a country, or you live in a country where they need the rain, then you can say the Saint Alamata. So therefore, a Ben Chutz Laaretz who goes to Eretz Yisrael in that period of time should say the Saint Alamata Livroch. And a Ben Eretz Yisrael and a Chutz Laaretz can also say the Saint Alamata Livroch. That's what Ramosha Feinstein says. The other point I want to mention is all the Paskim agree, even all the different shittas of what you should do, they all agree that if you're the chazan in a shul, you have to do like the minhag of that shul. At least in the loud Shemoneh Esrei. Because you're davening for the tzibur, you have to do what the tzibur require. And therefore, even if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael and you're saying the Saint Alamata, but when it comes down to the Amud, definitely you have to do like whatever the tzibur is. And some say you shouldn't be a chazan if there's a difference between the nusach that you should be saying and the nusach of the tibble. Yeah, so then they still say the Saint Alamata. It's not like Yom Tov Sheni.
Yeah, but all Ben Chutz Laaretz.
Yeah, but they're in a place where they need the rain. They personally now need the rain. So therefore, you should say the Saint Alamata. That's the Svar of Bechodosh.
If you do that for the Amud, you say the Kwaish Man has a different or the...
That's also Machlekes. It's a machlokes. That's why some say it's better to avoid it. Yeah, because the Moshe Feinstein says the whole point of the Kwashness is just to practice for the loud one, that we should say exactly the same nusach as for the loud one. And the Be'er Yosef says that although it's for practice, it still has to be a Shemoneh Esrei, you should say the quiet one what it should be. The question is, we just finished off with a very interesting story about Brazil and Australia. The Torah Chaim, which was written 300 years ago, was asked, the Yidden who are living now in Brazil, what should they do about the Saint Alamotza and Mashav Ruach, where the seasons are all the opposite way around? It's the southern hemisphere, and the requirements for rain should be the opposite of everywhere else. So he says, to stop saying the Saint Alamotza in the summer, you can't do, for there was never such a Takonot Chazal. On the other hand, to say the Saint Alamotza in the time when the crops will be ruined by rain is also not appropriate. So here, the Torah Chaim Paskens, they should say the same bracha the whole year round, but at the time when they need rain, they should say Tanamot and Shmak Eleinu, because they're like Yechidim, and therefore at the time when they need rain, they should say Saint Tanamot. But the rest of the year, they should say the same bracha the whole year round. Right? That's what the Torah Chaim Paskens. That was 300 years ago. In Tov Reish Nun Gimel, 140 years ago, the Rav Nosson Adler in London, who was the Besner of London, was asked, the Yidden are going to Australia, what should they do about the Saint Alamotza and Mashav Ruach, the seasons are the opposite. And Rav Nosson Adler paskened like the Teres Chaim, and said they should say the same brach all year round, but when they need rain, they should say Saint Alamotza and Shema Kodim. And there was a Yid called Rav Avram Eber Hershevitz, Mechaber Beis Avraham, who became a Motz in London, and he argued with Rav Nosson Adler, and he said, no, it's totally not true, because the Metzius is, in Australia, that we need rain in the summer, because nowadays when they plant the tour, like I mentioned before, after the time of planting, people plant today in the summer, and after the time of planting, that's when they need the rain. So they do need the rain at the time, their summer, which is when we are saying the Saint Alamotza. So therefore he says, why shouldn't they say the Saint Alamotza in Baruch Aleinu? They need the rain then. And it is the time when Klal Yisrael are saying the Saint Alamotza. Let them say the Saint Alamotza during our winter, which is their summer. So he argued and he says that's what they should do. So they asked Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Kovner, the Kovner Rav, what to do. And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says that the Beis Avraham is correct. You should follow the minig. Then they asked Rav Shmuel Salant in Yerushalayim what to do, but, and this is the caveat, and this is a very good limud to know when you ask a shayla, they asked the shayla wrong. When they wrote to Rav Shmuel Salant letters those days, yeah, before modern technology, they wrote that Australia is a place where it's bad for it to have rain in the summer, in the Australian summer. What should we do about the Saint Alamotza? So Rav Shmuel Salam said, you should follow the Teras Chaim, which is Saint Baruch the whole year round, but he said, for Mashav Ruach, it's different. There, you should do what the whole world does, because Bein Esau, Bein Chosar, it's the same Mashav Ruach and Moreh Jerash in the same times, Australia should follow the same, because that's just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he does in the world, and that you should stick to the same times. But when it comes to the same Baruch, then you have to act differently. But they wrote him another letter back saying, sorry, we got the facts wrong. Beis Avraham wrote to Rav Shmuel Salant and saying, actually, it's good for them to have rain in their summer months. So Rav Shmuel Salant said, if so, you should do like the Kovner Rav. And that's Taka the Minik today in Australia. They say the same Talamata, exactly the same as England, but for a totally different reason. The reason why they say the same Talamata, Rocha, in the summer, in their summer, is because it happens to be that it's good for them to have rain there.